Though I am at an Israeli free speech video platform now, I will continue to use my own anti-censorship vocabulary, using words like pink list killers, jaywalkers, or Nubians and the bug war in order to express my disgust towards the way this world has taken. And I will also criticize the jaywalkers here when I have to do so. As some people told me that I never criticized the jaywalkers. Well, in fact, I did so a few weeks ago at the rabbi interview, which you can see here, asking him why God didn't know the existence of the Europeans, as God's world stopped at the Mediterranean in the holy books of the Middle East, like the Bible's Old Testament. Just don't ask me to choose sides of the Palestinians and other Nazis, because I don't believe in Palestinian crocodile tears. And remember how I even criticized the circumcision in this video 10 years ago, which is a very serious issue for the jaywalkers. And look, it's on my new channel here in Israel. Look, the Hebrew letters. You see, they didn't censor it, in spite of the fact that I criticize, you know, on a very important issue for them. So that's good, people. No censorship. I just don't believe the myths of the Nazi Templar propaganda that the jaywalkers are the bankers, because it's an historical fact that the Knights Templars invented banking and founded the Swiss Nazi banks. Neither control the jaywalkers the media, which I will show you now through my own experiences being attacked by the King's Voice of the biggest Swiss media group in the hands of a very powerful aristocratic house, having ties within the White House in America and Yale's Skull and Bones Order. You see, here there's the circle, which is them. It stands for the compass, or the concept of three, and they know it. Blue for the war, because they use it for the war. I mean, the first weapon, their first weapon is the lie, you know. So it's a war, the media, the royal media. And there's a lot of white here for the White House. That's where it's happening now. Look, here again, royal media in black. Doesn't it look nice, eh? Like John Player Special, or what was it, you know, the car racing stuff. Probably the same. And look, there's an octagon, in English, octagon, here in the middle. And the octagon here is made by two squares. I've shown you this before, you know, usually it's a square outside. Then there's an octagon, and in the middle, because the R, it stands for royal. And that's them. They are the inner circle. And they are protected by the octagon here. This is a bit in a different form a little bit. Usually the squares are on. But this one is interesting because it shows how the octagon is being formed by two squares. By us. You know, the slave. They are being protected by the slaves even. You know, the army, police, secret servers and everything, you know, it's the people, so the square, and they form the octagon. And I mean, we make our own chains, people. So as we are with the octagon now, I'll show you some more interesting octagons. This is from a Hollywood film entitled Get Smart, in which at 1:37 after the beginning, you see a sensitive top secret report with a blue octagon, or an octagon, for the war from Pharaoh's blue war crown. And it says, control the United States of America. Now, what does the sensitive top secret report say to all the initiated members around the world? Well, that octagon controls the United States of America through a war in blue, even against its own people. And the inner circle, compass, concept of three, is them, our masters, protected by the outer circle, octagon. and watch my video Octogon, the Empire of Darkness. I told you so. The Swiss Octogon rules over the US on all key positions. Here you can see the entire world. You know, so all the initiates in the entire world, they understand this when they see this. Eh? This is not a coincidence. And as we know, through the Hollywood videos and on TV, they give secret messages to their members. And the main character and hero of the film is called Maxwell Smart. Maxwell? Maxwell? Well, the name sounds familiar somewhere. Oh, look, there she is, the charming Maxwell girl, and born in the French castle of Maison Lafitte. Oh, and very smart too. She is the Maxwell girl, like Maxwell Smart of Octogon ruling over the US. And here, Baldy here, even has an Octogon security badge. People, they're playing with us, you dummies. And here, close-up of the damn thing. Maybe you recognize some more things. And here, the usual obelisk in Washington they show in every Hollywood film. Because the obelisk is the symbol for the pharaonic domination. Like a dog marking its territory by lifting its leg against. Here, this is from a TV series called Arrow. About a rich guy with aristocratic manners. And killing a lot of people, so-called for justice. Just remember where he has the Octogon tattoo on his left breast, as a mark of his tribe. Just as these ones here mark their tribe. This is the royal house of Grimaldi of Monaco, who had a Swiss guard actually, and who had most likely Princess Grace accidented. Similar to Lady Diana's fate, who had herself octagoned. Octo, and gone you are. Look, all these pharaohs are from the Octogon tribe. Just as the arrow guy by Pharaohs Worldwide Media and Entertainment Industry. Both pharaohs have their blue war sashes diagonally on the same left side as the Octogon. Meaning, Octogon is war. Here selling themselves with a big smile. Thinking of all the innocent young girls they octagoned, sort of out of the blue, so to speak. And here the ancestors of the Octogon tribe with a white sash for the Perhet White House of Egypt, making an alliance with the devil. And here Pharaoh holding two red sashes. And wearing a white sash himself, meaning we get rid of the red house, the Pertasser, and we keep the white house, the Perhet, in the internal war between the red and the white house. And here the continuous successors of Pharaoh with a Swiss cross, square and compass, and another pharaonic sash. Well, it was kind of hot in ancient Egypt and you didn't want to lay too many garments on, eh? People, everything belongs to Pharaoh, including the banks and the media. I just don't want you all to miss out the real enemy. And in my battle against the Swiss evil of Pharaoh, I only go by facts and not some bogus Nazi Templar propaganda out of their base in the Alps. And here I'm going to give you some facts how the biggest Swiss media group is being owned and run by Pharaoh, and that pharistocracy still living in castles, not by some jaywalkers in some world conspiracy against humanity. The only conspiracy on humanity I recognize is from the pharistocracy and their Swiss Nazi Templars, giving you overwhelming facts abundantly. So here, look at the date, 27/11/2013. So here on Wednesday, November 27th, 2013, Pharaoh's Worldwide Media once more attacking me and my family in the Bernese newspaper, the BZ, Berner Zeitung. out of the capital Bern of Switzerland, where the very first CIA director, Alan Dulles, from Swiss Geneva descent Malais Prévost family, spent his wartime years dealing with the Germans in Bern, Switzerland, where this newspaper is from as well. I will show in a minute that this newspaper, the BZ, Berner Zeitung, belongs to the Pharaohs, who really started their massive and very organized attacks on me and my family right after I published my video Pharistocracy on July 5th of the same year, 2013, resulting in the King's newspaper attacks on me only 4 months later. Yeah, look, here's the date here, July 5th, 2013. And in November, that then the real big attacks started. And this is the film Pharistocracy. So that's the aristocracy of Pharaoh, the worldwide aristocracy of Pharaoh, in my channel, Gatze Fratz. And here you can see the German panzers. In the beginning of the war, the Germans, they had a Swiss cross on their panzers. You know, they are behind it all, people. And then they changed it. They also put like a Teutonic cross around it, and then you've got the German cross. But in the beginning, that when they fell over Poland, they had this on their panzers. And so, Pharistocracy. If you punch it in YouTube, it won't show. Unless you put it in my channel, Gatze Fratz, and then you look inside the channel. But if you just put it, you know, in the search bar of YouTube, it won't show. But if you search it in the Ahava channel, it will pop out. I'll show it in a minute. So if you want to look at that, it's already 70,000 people watched it. And so if you want to look at it, better look at it in the Ahava channel. So look, this is in the Live 528, the Ahava channel. I just punched in Pharistocracy. Now I scroll down a little bit. And there it is. Look, here it is. So you remember this picture here. What's happening? Strange. There it is again. Here it says, Pharistocracy. And someone just wrote me a minute ago. Interesting. That Pharistocracy was the best film I ever made. And which can be seen now on the Ahava channel. Pharistocracy is the word for Pharaoh's worldwide aristocracy of the Per-A, the big house of Pharaoh, ruling over their slaves on this prison planet. So I published it in 2013 in July, and just see what happened afterwards. So in this Berner Zeitung Bern newspaper from Switzerland, they back up their pals of the corrupt Bern Justice Department and their police pals, saying that I'm a liar, that I swear a lot, that I do not behave well, that I committed loads of other felonies, misdemeanors, without mentioning what exactly I'm supposed to have done, though. And they say that my YouTube videos are full of lies. You can read it all in that newspaper in German. Yeah, look, this is the same date, another newspaper, also November the 27th, 2013, Tagesanzeiger, that's from Zurich. And at the same day, they also had a large article in the Zurich newspapers called the Tagesanzeiger. And think about the Zurich files, look it up. Yeah, look, and in another newspaper, the same date of November 27, 2013. I was all over the country, in every newspaper I was in it, in every town. This is Der Bund. And look at the Nazi type settings, the writing, Nazi type. Eh? So, and in another big newspaper, and out of the capital of Switzerland, called Der Bund, which means an alliance, generally in a religious or political society, the definition of a Bund. standing for Swiss's alliance with evil and their alliance with the Knights Templars. In Switzerland, everything government they call the alliance or their Bund, for the Swiss army, the Swiss parliament, and even Swiss corrupt newspapers from the capital and full of lies and organizing a nationwide attack on me and my family. The Swiss alliance is a real conspiracy. And even in the US, look, this is the flag of the German-American Bund. You all see the Templars flag, can't you now? It's all from Switzerland, people. And German, you know, it says German, but it means Swiss German. That's where it all comes from. It all comes from the Knights Templars. The swastika, it comes from a Templar's flag, and they know it. That's why they put it all together here, even in America. And they rule over America, people, Alan Dulles and everything. Now, first of all, remember this logo here. Look at it carefully, because I'll be coming back to that. And I guess this day of November the 27th, 2013, I was in all the newspapers of Switzerland. Me, the South African YouTuber, being a great danger to Switzerland and their dirty businesses. Now, all these Swiss newspapers attacking Sean Ross belong to the biggest Swiss media group called Tamedia. Here it says Tamedia, and here's their logo. Yeah, look, I'll scroll down here. It says unsere Medien, our media. Well, look, here they are. The Berner Zeitung, I was in there. Here, the Bund, you know, with the Nazi letter type. The Tagesanzeiger, also a Nazi letter type. I just showed that to you, right? And here some more. All unsere Medien. There's more here, they are again, the Berner Oberland, Berner Zeitung, der Bund, and yeah, this one too, Thuner Tagblatt. I was in that one as well, and also in the Thuner Tagblatt, where they have a mountain in the middle of the town, which is called Berg in German, a Berg in Thun, Thunberg, as in Greta Thunberg, somehow all over the news, all the time. Yeah. Everywhere, the whole day I was everywhere in all these newspapers. Chlamydia, well, not to be mistaken with chlamydia, although the effects are similar and not good for your health, and contagious too, eh, Swissy? And the Swiss chlamydia, the Swiss chlamydia, belongs to the very powerful aristocratic house of von Grafenried. It says Charles von Grafenried is the owner of the biggest Swiss media group called Tamedia. Charles von Grafenried, Tamedia, Berner Zeitung. The biggest group called Tamedia, which might very well be the mutated aristocratic form of chlamydia, raping the girlies in their various castles, eh, Prince Andrew? Tamedia is the king's voice, so to say, the king's chlamydia. And they don't like Sean Ross and his film, Pharistocracy. And his name, Charles von Grafenried, in German, von, it means he's aristocratic. And he is. They even have a big castle next to Bern, where I went filming. So the titles of these videos, like here, they are the same as in YouTube. But this is in Ahava. And sometimes they are a bit difficult to find. So then you just take away a lot of the title and you just punch Grafenried Swiss Nobility. And then sometimes it pops up. So the Swiss aristocratic von Grafenried family have stretched their influence deep into the US White House by one of her Swiss sisters of Isis and descendant of the von Grafenried family, getting married to U.S. President George W. Bush. Her name is Laura Bush, and I made this video about it, which you better watch because I'm not going to repeat it all. I also went to the Laura Bush von Grafenried Castle in Switzerland, where I filmed this here. The Swiss von Grafenried aristocrats also had interests in the death of John F. Kennedy. As the daughter of U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson is married to the U.S. Senator Charles Robb, who is also a descendant of that Swiss von Grafenried aristocratic family. And it was Lyndon B. Johnson who became president when Octagon murdered John F. Kennedy, while the Swiss J. Edgar Hoover of Octagon was the director of the FBI. So go see these videos, because I'm not going to repeat it all. I'll try and put them in the description. Here are the titles. If it doesn't work here at Ahava. I had problems too. It didn't work. And then I just put kill John F. Kennedy, and then it popped out. But anyway, it's the same title as in YouTube and the same image. Here, look at the date, November 25th, 2013. And only 2 days later, I was in all the Swiss media, all over the country, nationwide. But, you know, there was more that triggered the nationwide Swiss terror attack by the Swiss media on Sean Ross on Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. First of all, 2 days before, on Monday, November 25th, 2013, I made a video called The Swiss Sadist on the Swiss Nazi Templar SS Obergruppenführer, a general, Dr. Leonardo Conti, who had one of the most important positions in the Third Reich, being the Nazi health minister, who made the T4 laws enabling medical experiments on humans, which, thanks to this charming Swissy here, the Nazis practiced on 400,000 people, and finally laying the legal basis of genociding the Jaywalkers with Zyklon B. You probably never heard of the guy. Well, that's because of the laws of silence around Switzerland. Nobody ever talks about this Swissy, actually, and actually nicknamed the Swiss Sadist, about whom I, the recalcitrant Sean Ross, querulant in German, broke the laws of silence on November 25th, 2013, 2 days shy of the Swiss Sean Ross National Day of organized media terror on Sean Ross on Wednesday, November 27th, 2013. And now this video is in Israel. You see that here? On the Ahava channel, so go and watch it there. Now look at this date here. This is the date before the other one, November the 24th. The other video was November the 25th, and the Sean Ross National Day was on November the 27th. In my channel Hatzefratz, and this is a very dangerous Swiss, very organized and highly corrupt, and even worse. The Sunday before, on November the 24th, 2013, I made a video against the corruption around the Swiss prisons and totally corrupt Swiss judiciary, with lawyers, psychiatrists, psychologists, etc., all trying to make some good and easy money by writing bogus reports, which they just copy and write another name attached to it, as the corrupt Dr. Kurt Kunz, who has the same name and looks the same as Hitler's dentist, Helmut Kunz, as you can see here, and now visible in Israel, as you can see here. We're going to get them, all these Nazis and their offspring. Yeah, look at the date of the Swiss elections, November 24th, the same date, 2013. Now, that very same Sunday of November 24th, 2013, when I made that video against corruption and nepotism, there was also a Swiss referendum voting about corruption and nepotism, about the exorbitantly high manager wages as a result to nepotism and corruption. So my video fell at the right time and place, with these anti-corruption elections being the talk of the day, or rather the talk of weeks, between the elite and the people, with the elite giving themselves high wages, which the people eventually need to pay for. And in the middle of all that, the recalcitrant, querulant, Sean Ross, even giving names of people highly involved in heavy corruption in Switzerland. Now look at the date, November 27, 2013. It's right 3 days after that elections and 2 days after my Swiss sadist video. So that's not a coincidence, eh? So the corruption guys of the fair aristocracy on all key positions saying to themselves, well, let's do something against this South African. And barely 3 days later, after the anti-corruption elections of November 24th, on Wednesday, November 27, 2013, all hell breaking loose over Sean Ross again, comparing me with some Swiss who shot back at the police and calling me some sort of sick in the mind psychopath or querulant, just for discussing their lucrative little corruption circles by me. And on my back, the fair aristocracy tried to install a new pre-crime system and future pre-crime laws to be able to lock anyone up behind bars for an indefinite time for doing nothing, and even before having done nothing, even without having had any thoughts about nothing. As you can read here in the other fair aristocratic Tamedia newspaper, Der Bund, it says, a recalcitrant database of psychopaths like me. Der Bund, or the Alliance, from that very same day, the National Sean Ross Day, where they call me a recalcitrant querulant who needs to be in a national database, so we can legally liquidate Sean Ross and his videos, most of all, you see? Look here, same date, November 27, 2013. I can't show it enough to you, eh? The fair aristocracy's Freemasons got together and decided to combine two objectives. One, to silence up Sean Ross and his videos, and to organize their new total control laws. Now, this fatal mistake will be their downfall, because instead of taking their decision out of cold intellectual common sense towards their goal, they acted through their emotions and hatred towards me, being too greedy and too impatient, wanting to have it all in one go. Well, it says, you know, yeah, we know you will commit a crime. You just don't know it yet, pre-crime. Even if we have to push you 24 years, Sean Ross, which we did, you will eventually burst and do the crimes we predicted, even if it will take us another 10 years more of total terror. Led by arrogance, the ruling masters have totally underestimated me and never thought I'd understand their game and that I could still make hundreds of videos under impossible circumstances as being a homeless, into which they deliberately forced me into. And here in the Zurich newspaper, the Tagesanzeiger of that very same day of November 27, 2013, they wrote that, and I quote, when we have that pre-crime database, We will write the name of Sean Ross in boldface letter type in it. It says, gäbe es im Kanton Bern eine querulanten Datenbank, würde darin wohl in Fettschrift geführt. Fettschrift, it means boldface letter type. Boldface is this extra black, thick, big letter type to mark something important. This is the essence of being blacklisted, people. On top of the list with discriminate fat black letters, Sean Ross, you can't miss him. He's the enemy of the Swiss state. Get rid of him. Target him. And his family too. And any Swiss Nazi cop that sees this in his computer in the police car, well, he knows what to do. And this is what they did and still do so. When they start writing your name in boldface letters in all Faroe's newspapers simultaneously, well, it means you're blacklisted. Or Swiss-listed by Octagon of the Nazi Templars and their helpful collaborators of the Alps. You see how this part, it comes off? If you're blacklisted or Swiss-listed, well, you're not part of it anymore. You just come off. You're kicked out. Just like the black sheep, the white sheep kicking out the black sheep. So you see, people, the media belong to the fair aristocracy and not to the jaywalkers. And this Swiss ruling class of von Grafenried, to whom belong most of the Swiss newspapers, in which they've put me all the time in boldface letter type being blacklisted in their aristocratic media group, well, they are deep inside the White House as Octagon rules the US and the entire world. I made a video once, Octagon rules over Pentagon, but it's gone. I don't know who has it or where it is. It was on my channel, Gure. You see, here's that castle where I went to. It's the von Grafenried Castle of Laura Bush, who married to George W. And also of the other guy of who married the daughter of President Lyndon Johnson. They all come here, people. Bush and all the Lyndon Johnson family, they all come here. And it says, he calls America my American project. Yeah, did you know that? Eh? Did you know that in Los Angeles? No, you didn't, eh? And here, he is the Baron of Birnbag and the Landgrave of Carolina. Well, you guys in Carolina, did you know you have the Baron of Birnberg, you know, like ruling over you? Well, in fact, they do. Yeah. Here it says, Warp Castle. Yeah, there it pops out here. There it is. I went there in Switzerland, in Bern. Yeah. The Baron of Bernburg. Yeah. Oh. Meet your masters, eh? So, I've shown you that the Swiss media belong to the Swiss nobility of the powerful house von Grafenried and their castles. And just any country you pick, the media belong to the aristocracy of Pharaoh, the king's voice, so to say. Look here in England, 50% of the UK media belong to the 4th Viscount of Rothermere, and the other 50% to some other duke or marquis. Yeah, look here, it says the 4th Viscount of Rothermere. There he is. You know. If you don't know what a Viscount is and what that looks like, well, here you go. They're having a red pharaonic sash for the Per Tasser Red House Old World Order. And funny enough, the opposite of a Templar's Cross New World Order around their necks. Meaning he derives from the Red House nobility, but he is a Republican. Well, it doesn't look very much like a jaywalker to me, eh? Here, there he is. This is the Viscount, first Baron of Combermere. I don't know what they got with this mere thing. The other, the media baron, is the Rothermere, the Viscount of Rothermere. What does it mean? Mere. Mere what? And yeah, look, this typical long nose, it's very pharaonic, people. It has nothing to do with any jaywalkers. It all comes out of, you know, out of the same Middle East, you know. But they're not the same. But they'd be mixing and all that. And the jaywalkers are the first victim of these pharaohs. Now we all are victims of them, eh? And they all want to replace us with the with Muslims in Europe, and also for the jaywalkers in their country. If you look at the noses, like of Ramses the Great, and I already shown that to you, it's the same sort of nose. Well, anyway, they pretend to be like European nobility. You know, they don't look European, eh? Well, they are not. Hey, go watch this Australian video, Switzerland's Stolen Generation, and see the true face of Switzerland. And see for yourselves that Swissy had lots of different laws to put you away forever for having done nothing. Nothing at all. Just as Swissy organized the Holocaust for having done nothing wrong at all. And they even had their own children in concentration camp, the Swiss had. Look at the boys' ribs and everything here. They starved them to death. They beat them to death. They raped them until 1989, people. This is not a lie, people. This is the truth here. Watch it. Here you can see it. It's on YouTube, on SBS Dateline, Switzerland Stolen Generation. This is from 2012. Children deemed to be at risk were taken from their families and abused as slave labor in Switzerland. But they're still waiting for an apology. You know, the whole idea of concentration camps is Swiss. They have been doing this for hundreds of years, even selling the kids on the market. And I made this video about it about 10 years ago. And now can be seen on a Israeli video platform here, where the Nazis actually got the idea of the concentration camps from. You know, everything that will come in Switzerland first, and then you will see it all over the world. They try it out in Switzerland first, like all these pre-crime laws and everything. So this was like a, you know, they trained and they tried it out, you know, the concentration camps, because these children really were in concentration camps, you know, and they did it until 1989. It's unbelievable. It's all a lie, people. This is not a neutral, clean, innocent country. It's the Swiss beast. It's the home of the devil, people. Here, look at the logo of the Swiss aristocratic nationwide media of von Grafenried Tamedia. You can all see the T, but why the unfinished circle? Well, this has several reasons. The circle, compass, or concept of three, is them, our masters. And their circle and inner circle of reign has not been completed yet. So maybe we still have a tiny chance. An inner T, there normally is the 90 degrees square, which is not visible here, funny enough. But if you put the circle on top of the T, you get Pharaoh's Ankh symbol for life, which has the same meaning of the Tau symbol, which also means resurrection. Pharaoh's resurrection in his full glory, in the full glory of Pharaoh's resurrection. Tau Media, the Swiss Tau Media of the aristocratic house of von Grafenried. No jaywalkers, people. And the Templars' New World Order is their full glory resurrection. Therefore, I could film their Tau symbol in various Templars' castles and commanderies for you. As you can see here, and the title is here, in this castle, Templar's castle in Spain. At the entrance, there it is. Just as their Swiss aristocratic media enterprise by the very powerful von Grafenried family and their enterprise, the media enterprise called Tau Media. That's where it comes from, people. The von Grafenried Swiss White House nobility's Tau Media is in fact the Tau Media, their media to assist in Pharaoh's full glory resurrection. Only Sean Ross being in the way. And this here is what somebody else wrote here, who came to the same conclusion as I did. So I read it out for you. Recently, I read that the Tau symbol dated back to ancient Egypt and was used frequently in their art and architecture. Being quite familiar with Egyptian art, I found it unusual that I had never noticed this before. Then just a few moments ago, I happened to look at a picture of a Tau symbol shaped like the one shown above on the right, and it clicked. The Tau symbolizes life, same as the Egyptian Ankh. The reason I hadn't noticed it before was because I was looking for a solitary capital T rather than a symbol which contained it. The Ankh and the Tau symbol are one and the same, just as the Swiss nobility Tau Media, which is the Tau Media for the resurrection of Pharaoh in the Swiss beast, home of the devil, the whore of Babylon, where it's all going to happen, the whole resurrection of evil. And now Pharaoh's Tau Media, resurrection media, use the king's voice, Tau Media, as a weapon in their actual bug wars against the people, like Pharaoh's 10 plagues. And look at this here, how the Swiss beast and home of the devil are going on with their total control pre-crime laws. And this is in 2020. Next weekend, on June 13th, they're going to vote about this again. Yeah, draconian new laws giving police sweeping powers to target potential terrorist offenders, including children as young as 12. Imagine. They can put in prison for a long time children young as 12 years old. And the Swiss have these laws now. This is pre-crime laws, and the same laws they try to, you know, to put into power on my back in 2013. And then I went away, so they couldn't do that anymore, using me for that. So Switzerland, you can read this here, giving the authorities power to severely limit a person's freedoms based not on what they have done, but what they might do in the future, opens the door to abuse. Yeah, this is Switzerland. This is happening, the parliament. This is happening now in Switzerland. It's already there. So, you know, everything what comes in Switzerland first, it will come all over the world afterwards. And this is actually going on today and now. Well, thank God, homie Ross is not in Switzerland anymore. Otherwise, Pharaoh's Tau Media, Resurrection Media, would have another Sean Ross National Day being in all the king's newspapers all over Switzerland. You know, they're targeting the children, you know, as young as 12 years old, you know, to put them away. Just like in this film I just given to you, Switzerland's Stolen Generation, you know, because they know one day the children, they will grow up. So first they invite all the Muslims into Europe. And then, of course, the authorities, they did the false flag terrorist attacks. The Muslims didn't even do it, to base new total control pre-crime laws upon us all, just like this here. And they will come all over. It always happens in Switzerland first, the base of all evil, where the whore of Babylon is. Here, look, people, this is only 4 days ago. So now we are June the 8th. So on June the 4th, 2021, there was this in all the newspapers. Swiss anti-terrorism law worries rights experts. A Swiss law giving the police new powers to fight terrorism. Oh, come on. Could expose people to torture abroad and risks harming children. You know, they are aiming the children, as usual. This is a very long Swiss tradition where they had children slaves until 1989. Can you believe this? And they had eugenics programs going on until 1996. They called it the administrative Versorgte. We were living, you know, like 1 kilometer away from that prison where there were, you know, people who didn't do anything. They were just locked up for years and years without having done anything, you know, and they did, and it's starting again, you know, they will never stop. They will never stop. This is the base of all evil. Believe me, people, believe me. Take an eye on Switzerland, people, because it's bad. Or does anyone seriously believe that these ones here, the International Center for Counterterrorism, will do something against terrorism, which is their terrorism of our masters in the first place? So they can install new laws to go after our children. Look, their logo has 3 circles for the compass and concept of 3. And 4 letters for the square concept of 4, altogether saying square and compass. Altogether on a blue background for the war crown, in a war against our children. 1 red circle for the old world order, where they come from, and 2 in white for their far bigger and more powerful White House New World Order of today. Look. This is at the front and the door of Pharaoh's Nobility, Tower Media, Resurrection Media, who organized National Sean Ross Days, like on November 27th, 2013, for organized terror on Sean Ross and his entire family. Well, anybody see something funny here? Well, their Tower Media, Resurrection of the Knights Templars in Switzerland is white. For the Per Het New World Order system of the Templars. And the 2 circles at the end are red for the Per Tasser Old World Order feudal system, where they derive from, in red and white Templars colors. The red circle is the concept of 3 or the compass, which refers to them, our masters. So, if there's the concept, the compass and concept of 3, there should also be the concept of 4, square, somewhere, to complete square and compass. Oh, look, there it is, the square. Yeah, there it is, behind, you see the square? So all initiates of the aristocracy's Freemasonry can read square and compass and will experience a friendly reception when going through the rotating doors of the House of the King's Voice, whereas the normal slaves of the people get ejected out a full 360 back through the rotating doors with a kick in the arse by Pharaoh's security guards called Securitas Switzerland, with the initials SS. I filmed this 10 years ago, but it got deleted as YouTube took my entire channel off. Accidentally, I just found it again by someone who saved it. And inside the Securitas Switzerland, or the SS, the Swiss SS, they also have a private spy intelligence agency integrated in it, whom I had being sent to me and telling complete lies about me, as usual. A Swiss, eh? The SS Securitas Switzerland is a dangerous organization beyond any control who transport prisoners, thus spreading the Swiss hatred towards foreigners, and they even have a privatized secret service called the CIA. Almost. The name CIS, or Crime Investigation Services, where unqualified personnel is taking over police work, all in the name of big business and total control out of reach of the people, as the all-seeing eye in their logo openly suggests. Mr. Philipp von Fuchs from the CIS is the expert liar in spreading fantasies on targets. The guy is a descendant of the Bismarck bloodlines. Think of Swiss crimes revealed by Peter Odensov and these legally armed SS. For more, watch the Pharaoh Show. Homie Ross, reporting about the Tau Media Resurrection Media by the Whore of Babylon of the Swiss Beast, home of the Devil's Resurrection Media, the Swiss National Tau Media.